Let's start with number one from our white book. So worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Number one.
Hallelujah. 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 We magnify.
Hallelujah. Also number 51 in the hymn books. Holy, holy, holy. 51.
Oh.
shall praise thy name. Lord, we are among them, and we worship your holy name together this morning, bowing our hearts, thanking and praising you for your holiness. As your word says, give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Holy, holy, holy God, we worship you. Hallelujah. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Thank you, Lord, for your holiness. Thank you, Lord, that although you are high and holy and the eye of sinful man cannot behold you, you dwell in a light to which no man can approach. Yet you have stooped to us and shown us your love in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, and lifted us out of our darkness into your light. Hallelujah, you've raised us from the dead, and you've set us in heavenly places. Blessed be the God, the Holy Father. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We praise and thank you, Lord. Holy Father, we come to you this morning, and we pray that you will look down upon us as we know you do, and that you will receive the worship of our redeemed hearts as we know that you do when it is inspired by your Spirit. Lord, we yield ourselves to you this morning. Thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. We want to pray that you'll bless this day in our lives. And bless our families too, Lord. I pray for everyone who's here in this camp. I pray for their family. I pray that you'll bless all of our dear loved ones, our relatives. You know all about them. And I pray that today shall be a day when you touch their lives, when you meet them right where they are. Some perhaps have closed their hearts to you. We pray for the ones who are not in the fold and those who are not following you. We know that you can reach them. And we want to join our hearts in prayer and faith in this appeal to you today. We ask you to bless our relatives and bless the ones that are not following the Lord. We pray that you will reveal yourself, your mighty love to them. Sound your call in their hearts. We know you can get where no one else can go, Lord. You can go behind the barriers that have been erected. You can get right in where doors have been closed to your word and to your call. And so, Lord, we pray for the working of your Holy Spirit today in our families. And you know that others, our dear ones that are on our hearts, their various needs, Lord. If there are sick ones, we pray that you will stretch forth your hand to heal. We pray, O God, that you will meet the needs of our sick ones, that you will touch them, Lord, quicken them by your life. Surely you have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, our sins, and our sicknesses were laid upon you. By your stripes we are healed. We thank you for the provision that has been made for your people. Thank you for the children's bread. And now we pray that the victory that you manifested over sin and sickness and death at Calvary the victory that you won shall be manifested among us and in our families, Lord, and the ones that are on our hearts. We know that you came to make us whole in spirit and soul and body, and so we pray one for another that you will bless our families and lay your hand upon the ones that are dear to us, that are burdened, or our hearts are burdened for. Oh Lord, bless them today. Let it be a day of your glory being revealed in our families. Lord, today we just appeal to you for your great work in our own lives and in the lives of our families. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to bear one another's burdens, and we just bring everything to you. You said we should come with confidence to you, to the throne of grace, because there we will obtain mercy and find grace to help in the hour of need. And so, Lord, we just do that today and just come to you, trusting your goodness and thanking you that you have made the way for us to come.
Lord.
It's your way. It wasn't our idea, but it's your way that we come to you and carry everything to you in prayer. And we thank you for this privilege that you have given to us as your people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, Lord, thank you.
Holy God, think of it. Holy God, the Holy Savior, is actually interested, actually vitally interested in all that concerns us. And that's such a wonderful thing. Praise the Lord. Sister Tessie was playing just before we sang. More about Jesus. Let's sing that together as our prayer as well this morning. 326 in the hymn book. 326. By the way, we just prayed for you. Glad you joined us. And for our families. God put that on my heart today, that he bless our families. You know why he dropped a word into my heart? I'll tell you why. This morning, you know how you wake up with a song? Sometimes you wake up with a word, too. And it was about the Lord satisfying the thirsty land. I will pour water on him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. And then he said, I'm putting my spirit on your children, on your offspring. And when he does that, it says they're going to spring up and they're going to want to be his. I am the Lord's. I am the Lord's. I claim his name. I'm in his family. I belong to him. That's the working of his spirit. They stand up an army for the Lord. And so I claim that. This morning I prayed for my children. I'm sure you parents do that all the time. And then I thought, Lord, let's pray for each other's families today. We don't know the details. It doesn't matter. He does. And let's expect that God will move in our families in wonderful ways. Maybe you don't have children, but you have brothers and sisters or uncles or aunts or cousins, or some of you have lots of them. What does that song say? It's cousins and we numbers by the dozens. Yeah, and God loves them all. Praise the Lord. And so that was in my heart today. But let's sing more about Jesus. 326. Thank you. sing that song, I think of my Uncle Gordon. He was here last period with you. And he likes to sing that sometimes. When we sing it, I hear him. He sits near me on the platform. And I hear him singing it like the Couriers. Who remembers the Couriers? That would date you too, wouldn't it? Christian singing group. And they sing more and more about Jesus. And they say, I want to know more. And I hear him doing more about Jesus. Oh, tell me more, more. And once in a while, I hear Uncle Gordon singing those extra notes. Tell me more, more. I want to know more. More about Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I like that last verse. Well, I like all the verses, but we've been speaking of that. More about Jesus on his throne. Riches and glory all his own. Oh, for a sight of Jesus, exalted, high, far above all. More of his kingdom, sure increase. And, oh, Lord, you know that. We have a part there. You've done it. You've ordained it that way. One way is to let him reign in our own hearts. Let King Jesus reign and crown him Lord of all. Hallelujah. Let him reign. Let him reign. Lord, spread your kingdom authority in me today. And then in all my world and in all your world. Lord, spread your kingdom authority. And where he reigns, what is it? It's wonderful. Where he reigns, the captives are set free. The bondages are broken. The gospel is proclaimed. There's joy in place of sorrow. Praise the Lord. And God's people rise up, what does it say, as plantings of the Lord, oaks of righteousness, that he may be glorified. The eternal King is reigning. And Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me. The kingdom has come. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The spiritual reign of Christ we mentioned yesterday. Oh, may it spread today. May we be looking and praying for his coming kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is done in heaven. Another thing, I told you, wake up with a verse. Had a song also in my heart this morning. 1 Timothy 1. Let's open there before it gets any later. Look at that. 1 Timothy 1:17. We used to sing this with the boys down in the village. You don't have to play unless you want to. Now unto the King eternal, verse 17. Immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Sometimes Paul is testifying, or else he's preaching or teaching his, you know, his doctrine, and then he breaks forth into doxology. I guess that theology leads to doxology, doesn't it? When you think and meditate on God and his holiness and his greatness and his goodness. There's doxology, and it happens often frequently in Paul's writings. You come across this, and here he was giving his own testimony, and then he speaks or bursts forth into this word of praise to God. Now unto the King eternal, 17, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Can you believe it? I was singing that around this morning, around my room, because I remembered doing that with the boys down in the village. Maybe some of you sang it at that time or remember how that goes. It's very simple. It's painfully simple, okay? Very repetitive, okay? Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Once more, now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only eternal, immortal, invisible. Amen, amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen, amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Yeah, we sang that as a round. I'd like to try to figure out how we did that. Maybe if I can figure it out, we'll do it again tonight and see how we can split up the group. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Eternal. Hallelujah. Praise the everlasting King.